Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode,
We're just
nobody
bonding.
knows. Yeah. I know we've been doing Pride themed episodes, so maybe we can do some like Pride trivia or something about that. But
we could also talk about our personal experiences being gay.
Oh, we could. I mean, we've talked about it before. That's kind of why I just said, oh, we could. Do you want to? So, you want to talk about what you've been up to this week?
Sure. This week, I wouldn't say conquered. I was going to say conquered, but then changed my mind. I went to the dentist.
And did they say,
I mean, no, they were much nicer than that. So I actually went for my evaluation last week. So this week, I went for the first half of my dental cleaning. Because apparently my insurance won't cover it if we do the whole mouth in one go.
Weird.
Right. So, but the weirdest part about it for me is when they said, oh, we'll only be able to do half of your mouth at a time for the cleaning, I was expecting them to clean the bottom or the top first.
They did the front.
They did like the right hand side of my mouth. So they did the top and the bottom on the right hand side. So it's been really weird because my teeth feel great on the right-hand side because they're just like, oh, we're clean.
Yeah.
and then on the left-hand side, it's just like, mother, why have you done this to us? Just like,
that's funny.
I'm like, it's not my fault. The dentist said I had to do it this way. but for those who don't know, I, between living in poverty and having a very high fear of dentists, my dental health is not great, but it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I did find out that I have to have two teeth removed. They're my wisdom teeth on the left-hand side. No biggie. Oh. I assumed that those would have to come out. I found out that while I do have a ton of cavities, because it's been a long time since I've been to the dentist, my teeth are actually not that bad. So I do have to get some fillings, but
by Texas standards, we'll say that.
Ouch. Anyway.
I mean, at least it's not West Virginia standard.
I mean, accurate. But yeah, so that was a really difficult thing for me to do because, like I said, I am terrified of going to the dentist, which is shame and trauma, which we won't get into here because that's a too long of a story. But anyway, so my next cleaning is on Tuesday, and I'm very much looking forward to it so that my whole mouth will feel the same and not half of it feeling one way and the other half feeling another way. Because what the fuck?
Yeah.
But that's, unfortunately, that's probably been the most exciting thing that I've done this week is going to the dentist. Everything else has been boring. What about you?
Nothing crazy. I mean, it's been, we had a storm here on Wednesday and it knocked out the power at like 4 p.m. So I had no power, and Indiana sucks with service, cell phone service. So I had zero cell phone service, so I couldn't do anything on the internet. I couldn't send messages. I can barely get a phone call. Any message like iMessage or, Discord or anything like that that uses data, I couldn't use because I had no data for some reason, even though I had 5G network and two bars. I had no data network for some reason. So I was laying around listening to music all day after 4 p.m. until 7:35 a.m. when the power came back on.
Damn.
And what sucks is I'm house sitting for Laura, my family friend, and her driveway is like maybe 800 feet away from where the tree fell over the power line, mm-hmm. and was blocking the road. So people were backing into her driveway to turn around to go the other way to go to town, because there's another way to go through. But I was like, well, that's gonna suck all night. So I called the police station here at Greencastle, and I said, I asked them to send someone out to take a look at it and see what they could do, and if they could block off the road, to block off the road so people didn't try to come down it and have to turn around. So they said they would do something, and they sent someone out. And the two cars that came out, they drove up and saw it and then put up a barricade. But they put up the barricade on the opposite side of where so if you turn left on the road, that's where the tree is down. If you turn right, that's where you go to town, the other direction. And they put it where you turn right. So if I needed to leave, I couldn't, because the barricade was blocking the road. I was like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
But it was just like I say barricade, it was a two like of those yellow, black and yellow plastic streamer things, tape.
Oh, basically. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all it was. So at some point during the night, someone had driven through it anyway, and people were driving through and getting to the tree and having to turn around. So all night I kept seeing people back in and their lights hit the window and wake me up. And so needless to say, Wednesday night, I got zero sleep until after 8 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
For which I then passed out and slept until 1 p.m.
Oh my God.
I was exhausted. So that happened on Wednesday. Thursday, I really didn't do much but hang out around the house and watch Medium. I've been binge watching Medium. I'm on season 5 now. And when I got here, I was like in the middle of season 3. So I've watched all of season 4 while I've been here.
Okay, work.
And then today, I actually went and met my aunt. And we went to Nashville, our little Nashville technically. Brown County in Indiana, and we were just walking around and chatting and hanging out with each other today because the family's been through a lot the last couple of years, so I thought I would hang out with her to see how she was doing and just chat with her for a little while.
Right.
So we walked around, we got some lunch together, we went to a couple of stores, and I bought a couple of things for some of my coworkers back in Massachusetts, and then I drove back here, and I got here at a little after 7:30-ish and ordered some food. So I had my food. I actually ordered it while I was on the way here so that when I got here, it would be here, or it would be here shortly after I got here. So I went ahead and ate, and I had Chinese food, and it was pretty good.
Love that. Ooh, Chinese food sounds really good. I'm like, do I have enough money in my bank account for that?
So that's what they did today. It was kind of just to kind of visit with family day and hang out. And I did some, like I said, I did some shopping. So I got some of my friends and coworkers from Massachusetts, some stuff that are, so I bought them these little trees,
mm-hmm.
that are made out of wire and rocks, or I guess this technically
crystals.
Not rocks, crystals, yes. So I got them with some of those, or two, one of those each, and then a little, worry stone that's in the shape of a heart.
Aww.
That is purple.
Love that.
So if they're listening, this is going to be spoiled for them because this will come out before I come back. So they'll know what I got them before I get there and get it to them. Because I don't go back to work until next Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, nice. That's a nice vacation.
Yeah. In 2 weeks, almost.
I forgot what I was going to say literally in the middle of saying it. Oh, I was thinking about what you were saying about how you've been binge watching Medium. I have been not binge watching Medium, but have been playing like all these different The Nanny compilations on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've just been on a nanny kick, but I don't think I have access to, I don't remember which service they're on.
Good question. I think Paramount Plus.
Maybe. I don't have Paramount. So, but yeah. So I've just been watching all these compilations of The Nanny on YouTube.
Peacock. It's on Peacock, or it's also on Prime Video, which I don't think you said you don't have either of those now.
Yeah. So maybe I could get like a free trial, watch a whole bunch, and then cancel it before it charges my card.
I do think Peacock has like a 7-day free trial or something like that.
Okay. Work. I can make that work.
I have Peacock, I think. Yeah, I do. I think I have the one where you have to watch. I do know that I have the one where you have to watch ads.
Oh, well, that's fine because everything is ads again now. So
that's crazy.
I know. I literally was watching something on Amazon Prime with Nick and Horace last night, and it was just like, go ad free, and they're like, we are already paying for it. And I was like, and that's why I got rid of my Prime, because I was already paying for it. Why would I pay more to not have ads when I'm already paying for the service?
That's funny. I've done it twice now for Netflix. There was one movie that I wanted to watch that it wouldn't let me watch because it wasn't available for the ad, like the ad option. But they said if you upgrade, you can watch the movie. So I upgraded, and then as soon as I finished watching the movie, I downgraded again, and it didn't charge me for the upgrade.
Love that.
I think I've done it twice now.
The only thing I pay for is my YouTube, but that's not true. I don't pay for my YouTube anymore. I am on a friend's plan, so they pay for my YouTube.
That's nice. Right. They have like the family thing.
Yeah, they have like the family one, and so I'm in their family for YouTube.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that and sharing it with Ryan. Because it's only like $10 more a month.
Yeah, I wasn't paying that much for premium YouTube to begin with, so like it's not like it was a big hassle in one way or another, but it was just nice that was a bill that I didn't have to take care of anymore.
I want to say mine's like $14 a month. 14 or 15, I can't remember. One of the two.
It's really not bad. YouTube Premium is really not bad, and you get a lot of access to a lot of stuff.
I love YouTube Premium. I don't think I could do without it anymore.
I could, obviously, but... No, I get so aggravated because when I'm at work, I'll play YouTube in the background, and like work is fine with that, but they're not fine with me logging in. So I have to deal with the stupid ads and when I'm listening to YouTube at work.
Gross.
So it's just like, okay, disgusting. But anyway, like, I know we've totally gone off topic now. I apologize, but because that was my fault.
That's okay. I mean, we were really just talking about our weeks and what's going on. So I did pull up, it says 80 Pride trivia questions and answers. So we could go through this and play. I think we've gone through a lot of these already because we've done this at the beginning of Pride Month.
Can you believe it's already the 20th?
No, it's crazy. This month has gone by so fast.
I don't know where the time has gone.
And by the time we finish recording and it gets uploaded, I think the next episode will be the last day of Pride
Month. Yeah, because the 30th is a Monday.
Yeah.
So our recording next week will be our last Pride episode.
Crazy.
You know what though? In my heart, it's Pride year round.
So that was the like Pride ERG slogan last year. 365.
Because like it's not like I suddenly stopped being gay just because June is over.
Right. So we'll go through this, and it's LGBTQ plus history is the first part of it. And again, like I said, we probably answered some of these questions. But the first one is, what year did the Stonewall uprising take place? Which, do you remember what that one? 1969, yeah. And then, what LGBTQ plus historical figure is known as the Mother of Pride?
I can never remember her name.
It is Brenda Howard.
I knew it began with a B.
I think it was in the last one that we did as well.
I think it was.
Where did the first Pride March take place?
The actual march?
Yeah. We talked about this
that we talked about this in the last one as well. Why can I not retain information between recordings?
So it was a year after the Stonewall riots.
Oh, so then it was 1970?
Yeah, but it says where, not when.
Oh.
And it was to commemorate the Stonewall riots.
Was it New York? Because that would make sense.
Yes, I was. That's why I was giving you those clues. what was the first country to legalize same-sex marriage? We did talk about this one already, and I think you knew this one already.
Yeah, I think it was the Netherlands, wasn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Who was the U.S. president to publicly support same-sex marriage while in office?
Barack Obama.
Yes. And what city is often called the birthplace of the modern LGBTQ plus rights movement?
San Francisco?
You would think so, but no. Back to New York City, yeah, because it's where the Stonewall riots is kind of like one of the major turning points in what started the push for LGBTQ plus rights. who was the openly gay politician assassinated in San Francisco in 1978?
Harvey Milk,
yes, which I don't know if they're still going through with it, but the whole changing the name of the naval ship from Harvey Milk to something else, it's annoying.
They already changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Not legally, but in what 1980s health crisis deeply affected the LGBTQ plus community?
The AIDS crisis.
Yeah, HIV and AIDS epidemic. Which trans activist co-founded the Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, or STAR?
Co-founded? Because Marsha P. Johnson is one of the founders, and I don't know if Sylvia Rivera would be considered the co-founder.
Yes, that is correct. Sylvia Rivera is what they have, but it's also, Marsha P. Johnson.
Yeah.
What organization formed in 1987 to fight AIDS stigma directly? What organization formed in 1987 to fight AIDS stigma through direct action?
This was one of the questions that you asked last time, too.
Yeah.
And fuck. I cannot remember.
Act Up.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I knew the game was an A.
I don't remember what the acronym is, though.
Oh, I don't know
what the acronym is.
While you look that up, I did want to let everybody know that we're going to be including some links in for this week's episode, besides what we're the usual link that we would be linking for our trivia that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But I've been watching, besides The Nanny, I've been watching History Tea Time with Lindsay Holiday. And she has some great episodes about LGBTQ royalty back in the day, and help to demonstrate that we have always been here. Anyway.
That's good. That's good. So it stands for AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power.
That's right.
Act Up.
Act Up.
All right. Who designed the original rainbow pride flag in 1978? We talked about this two episodes ago.
Yeah, and I've slept since then, so my brain is not working clearly.
Gilbert Baker.
I knew it began with a G. It's like, it's I can remember.
Yeah, it's known as the Gilbert Baker Pride Flag, I think is what it's called, or Gilbert Baker Edition. How many colors were in the original rainbow flag?
Eight?
Yes. So there's the... what we know of today, Roy G. Biv, red, orange, green, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. And then there was also hot pink and turquoise.
Yes.
Those were the other two that were removed. What does the pink triangle symbolize in LGBTQ plus history?
That is what homosexuals were required to wear during the Holocaust.
Yes, so it's already claimed.
Homosexual men, but technically it was for anyone who was homosexual.
Yeah, so it was it's the reclaimed symbol from Holocaust persecution of gay men or gay people, gay persons. What do the black and brown stripes on the updated Pride flag represent?
The black and indigenous peoples of color.
Yes. Inclusion of LGBTQ plus people of color. Also minority groups. I think that was the other one. It's like a minority groups as well.
Recognizing the intersectionality of our lives.
Yes. What flag has light blue, pink, and white stripes?
The trans flag.
Yeah, that I will have to say that it's one of my favorite ones.
It's one of my favorite ones as well. It's so pretty.
What does the intersex flag look like?
Oh, it's yellow with a purple circle on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one where people were, when I was on the question, people were like, oh, is this for Ukraine? It's like, no.
No.
No. What orientation does the flag with purple, white, gray, and black represent?
Asexuality.
Yes. Very good. What do the colors of the bisexual flag represent?
Blue, I believe, represents attraction, same-sex attraction to men. The pinkish, reddish, I don't know what color that would be. I call it pink in my own head. But it's definitely a darker pink, represents same-sex female attraction, and then the purple represents the in-between.
So, kind of. This says the pink for attraction to same gender, blue for the attraction to opposite gender, and then purple for both.
Oh, well, I mean, that works too.
Yeah. But... Look at you gendering the colors of the flag.
Look at me gendering colors.
I don't know what do you think this is? The United States?
I guess that's where I think I am.
What do the green, white, and purple stripes represent?
Green, white, and purple. Is that one? No. I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I don't know.
Yeah, it is for genderqueer.
That's literally, that's what I am. I was like, I know this one. Why don't I know this one?
Ugh. Yeah, I knew. I was going to say that, but then I was like, I'm just going to let it go. what pride flag features stripes of pink, yellow, and blue?
Oh, that one's the pansexual flag.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. So the next one, it's a sub category called pop culture and media.
Ooh, okay.
What 2018 movie featured a gay teen protagonist and was a mainstream success?
Was that...
There's a comment in the name.
Right, no, I know. It's Simon and the...
It's Love, Simon.
Love, Simon. That's...
Yeah. Because it's supposed to be like his note, Love, Simon.
Yeah.
What TV show featured the first kiss between two women on American primetime TV?
Was it The L Word?
No.
That would be too obvious.
It does start with the letter L.
Starts with the letter L?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm very confused.
So it was an older TV series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Set in Los Angeles.
LA Confidential?
Close? Yeah.
Is it LA though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's LA Law.
Oh, god damn it.
What Netflix series is known for diverse queer representation in a women's prison?
Oh, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. I've never actually seen it, but it does look fun.
I haven't seen it either.
What drag competition show helped bring queer culture into the mainstream?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
That is correct. What 2020 Pixar short film included a coming out scene? This one I don't think you'll know.
I don't.
It's called Out. I think it was like included at the beginning or the end of another movie.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What TV show rebooted in 2018 features a queer Fab Five?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yeah, this just says Queer Eye, but that's what its original name was. What musical features the song You Will Be Found? It also became a movie. No. Did it? I don't think it did. Hold on.
You Will Be Found.
Yes, it did. It is a movie too. And there was a lot of controversy because the person that played Evan... The person that played him...
You're Evan Hansen.
Yeah. He was way too old to be in the movie as Evan Hansen.
That is accurate. He was too old, and you could tell.
Yeah. What 1990s? I mean, it's like the 90s. In the 90s, people that were like in their 30s and 40s were playing teenagers.
Yeah, but they at least looked the part.
But I think it was also partially because they were going to have dirty scenes and sex scenes in the movie, in the show, and obviously you can't do that with teenagers. With
actual children.
Yeah. What 1990 documentary spotlighted drag ball culture in New York City?
Paris is Burning.
That is correct. Paris is Burning. I need to watch that.
I also need to watch it. Like, I know what it's about. I've just never seen it. It's free on YouTube.
It is. I know. We should watch it and review it. Maybe that's what we can do for the next episode. We can watch it and review it. What queer teen drama became a global hit in 2022?
Queer teen drama.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I'll give you that hint.
This is going to shock you, but I don't really watch a lot of teenage stuff unless it's from when I was a teenager.
Oh.
I know, right? Weird. So I have literally no idea.
Heartstopper.
I did not realize that was a queer drama. I've heard of Heartstopper. I didn't realize that it was queer.
There's gay, bi, lesbian, all representation in that show. And the only reason I know that is because Trixie and Katya have watched it for Queens Who Like to Watch, the Netflix series on YouTube. What Broadway show features a queer lead fighting for prom rights?
Oh. I don't know.
It's a really simple name. The Prom? Yeah, it's The Prom, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just like, Prom?
Who is known as the first openly gay U.S. cabinet member? Also a mayor from Indiana.
I was going to say it was Pete.
Pete Buttigieg, yeah.
Yeah, I can never remember how to pronounce his last name.
What non-binary singer uses they/them pronouns and released Gloria?
Sam Smith?
Yes. Sam Smith, yes, that's correct.
I love them.
What lesbian talk show host came out in 1997?
Well,
she wasn't a talk show host at the time. She's famous for being a talk show host now. Although she doesn't have a talk show anymore.
So it'd be Ellen DeGeneres then.
Yeah, and we don't really claim her anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say Rosie O'Donnell at first. Because do you remember when Rosie O'Donnell had a show?
Yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Yeah. So, like, I was going to say Rosie O'Donnell at first, but then I was like, no, that timeline sounds off because I think she came out before Ellen did.
No. What queer rapper released Montero, Call Me By Your Name?
Lil Nas X. I'm obsessed with that song.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun songs.
He has a lot of fun songs, and he's a really fun personality. I really appreciate who he is. Who he at least portrays himself to be on the internet.
Yeah, right. Who was the first transgender person nominated for an acting Emmy?
Oh, fuck. Was that Laverne Cox?
That was Laverne Cox, yes.
Love her.
What pop icon performed at Pride London in 2019?
Lady Gaga?
No. Inspires. Lady Gaga was inspired by this person. And
Elton John?
And there was a controversy about one of her songs being very similar to this person, one of this person's very famous songs. They're known by one name.
Cher?
The other one.
Madonna?
Madonna, yes. Not Cher. No, bitch.
What Cher's Olympic problematic when it comes to being gay, because like she was not accepting of her son at all.
Well, she is now. I think it was a hard transition for her, but they're better now. What Olympic diver is known for knitting and LGBTQ+ advocacy?
I have no idea.
I've seen some of the stuff that he knits, and he does it shirtless, and it's very, very pleasing to the eye. Tom Daly. I think he's British, too.
Hi.
Which singer calls her fans Little Monster?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga? What Star Trek actor came out publicly in 2005?
George Takei. Yes, and it's pronounced Takei. like, I'm gay.
What non-binary actor starred in The Umbrella Academy? Are they non-binary?
Are they saying that Elliot Page is non-binary?
Yeah.
Elliot Page is a trans man.
When did this... It might have been released before Elliot came out of, as trans, but that doesn't excuse it because they should have updated it. It doesn't have a post date. But they should update it because you're correct. Elliot Page is a trans man. What does the Q stand for in LGBTQ+?
Queer!
Or questioning, but yeah, queer.
Nobody uses questioning.
What is the term for someone attracted to all genders?
Pansexual.
Yeah, pansexual. What does gender fluid mean?
Gender fluid means that your experience of gender is on a spectrum and you may feel a certain way one time and feel another way another time.
Yeah. I mean, this says it's just simply put as a person whose gender identity shifts over time.
It stays fluid.
It stays fluid, yeah. Fluid. What does asexual mean?
What does what mean?
Asexual.
So asexuality is a lack of or a limited amount of experienced sexual attraction. So ace people may still be interested in having sex, but that doesn't mean that they experience sexual attraction.
No. That is correct. It says a person who experiences little or no sexual attraction. What is the term for prejudice against LGBTQ plus people?
Homophobia.
It also says or queerphobia. Yeah. What does cisgender mean?
So cisgender means that you were born into and
identify.
Thank you. My brain was like, what's English right now? And identify as the gender that you were born as. Yeah. So if you were born a boy and you identify as a boy, you're cisgender.
So yeah, it says identifying with the gender assigned at birth. And then what does coming out mean?
Coming out is when you, I'm coming out, is when you tell people that you are gay or queer.
Or copyright strike got removed.
I love that. Or, you know, anything else coming out as asexual, queer, gender fluid, whatever. It's basically telling the world who you truly are.
Yeah. So it says sharing one's sexual or gender identity. What does the term chosen family mean?
So chosen family is for those who have unfortunately been kicked out and disowned by their own family. It's basically made up of your friends and people who have chosen to stick by you after you've come out.
I don't think it necessarily means that you've been kicked out and disowned by your own family, but
I mean, true, but a lot of the time it's...
Yeah, so it's the it's basically the family that is made up by people that you're not blood related to. So close-knit support group. This is a close-knit support group, not based on blood ties. Oh, sounds gross. What does two-spirit refer to?
Two-spirit is a term used specifically for indigenous peoples who experience gender off of the binary.
Yeah. So it says indigenous people who identify masculine and feminine spirits. What does aromantic mean?
Aromantic is little to no romantic interest or attraction.
Yeah. There's still sexual attraction, but no romance involved. I don't know if that's true.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah. Now, what country was the first in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage?
Thailand?
It starts with a T.
Taiwan?
Taiwan, yeah. Which African country has the most prominent pride parade?
Uganda?
Not in this example, apparently.
That's the only one that I think of because they are still so repressed over there that they make pride a really big deal, even though it's illegal still.
So this says South Africa.
Who cares about South Africa?
Well, I mean, people in South Africa probably do.
I mean, probably, but...
That's just what this says. I don't know, Sarah. It says which African country has the most prominent pride parade.
And
that's
I just think it's funny that they listed the one country in the continent of Africa that's
mainly white people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let's not talk about Uganda and the fact that they're still holding pride parades, even though it's illegal to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sure.
Well, where did the first LGBTQ plus march in a Muslim majority country take place?
Oh.
So this is kind of fun information from people and also trivia, but I'm sure neither of us knew. I know, yeah. I didn't know any of these so far.
Egypt?
Not Egypt, no. So it says Turkey or Istanbul.
Oh, Turkey. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I think it's called Turkey A now or something like that.
I have no idea.
Which city hosts the world's largest pride celebration? We did just talk about this. And this is global. This is all global pride movements. So don't say San Francisco.
God damn it. But I wanted to say San Francisco.
It does start with an A, an S, and is a Spanish name.
I don't know.
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
I was gonna say Brazil, but then I got thrown off with the S.
Yeah. I did know that one. Because Lady Gaga just broke records for the largest performance in Sao Paulo, Brazil, for Pride.
I believe it.
What Indian city hosted the first Pride March in 1999? Hosted its first Pride March in 1999. I've never heard of this Indian city, and you probably won't know it. It's Kolkata. Kolkata. K-O-L-K-A-T-A.
Kolta?
K-O-L-K-A-T-A. Kolkata? I don't know.
We're so sorry.
We're stupid Americans. We don't know. We don't speak.
Please.
We don't speak English good, let alone. Another country. In which European country is Pride a national holiday?
Pride is a national holiday somewhere?
It's not the Netherlands. Close, though.
Holland?
A little further north.
Denmark?
I think still a little further northwest.
Sweden?
Further west.
Iceland?
Iceland.
Yeah. I knew eventually I was going to get through all the Nordic countries.
We'll get there one way or another if I go through all of them. The next one's Greenland. It's Iceland, yeah. What Southeast Asian country held its first public LGBTQ plus march in 2019?
The Philippines?
The Philippines, yeah. Was that just a guess or did you know that?
You said Southeast Asian and that was the first one that came to mind.
Yeah. This one is, it's under global, but it's in the United States. What annual NYC event commemorates the Stonewall Uprising? It's pretty self-explanatory. Like NYC.
Stonewall March?
Close. Remove Stonewall, replace it.
Pride?
Pride March, yes. What Canadian group supports Two-Spirit LGBTQ plus Right.
I don't know.
Two spirited people of the First Nation. I did know that because it was covered a lot in Canada's Drag Race.
Okay.
Oof, there's a lot of letters. What is IDAHOBIT observed for?
Hold on, wait. IDA.
There's no like acronym. Eat a Hobbit? That sounds like Eat a Hobbit. Oh my gosh. Let's not eat a Hobbit. Raising awareness against LGBTQ+ discrimination.
Okay.
And the next one, the next section, which we'll go through a few of these, but we won't go through all of it, is what 2015 U.S. Supreme Court case legalized same-sex marriage nationwide?
I don't remember the name of the actual...
I think you do know it. Starts with an O.
Is it Obergefell or...
Obergefell, yeah. Obergefell and versus Hodges. Yeah. Which country decriminalized homosexuality in 2022? Did I tell you this was legislation, social media, and trends?
I did not. You didn't, but I also have no idea.
Singapore. I did know that because...
2022?
Mm-hmm, because one of the Drag Race girls talked about it while they were on Drag Race.
I was going to say, did we talk about that in 2022?
No. What year did the WHO, declassify homosexuality as a mental disorder?
Did you say when did they?
What year, yeah.
What year? Was it... It had to have been in the 2000s.
Earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it in the 90s?
Mm-hmm. 1990, to be exact, yeah.
Oh. Well, there we go. The year my brother was born.
A year after I was born, so they said, oh shit, we gotta change something. This fabulous person came into the world, we have to change something.
I mean, it was 2 years after me, so they obviously didn't care. But that makes sense, because I was born a girl, so.
What U.S. policy barred LGBTQ+ people from serving openly in the military?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yes. I don't remember when that was repealed, but it wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
I think it was in, like, the 20-teens.
I think it was around the same time that gay marriage became federally legal.
I think so, too, yeah. What country was first to allow same-sex adoption? Think Nordic again.
Okay.
But not the Netherlands and not Iceland.
Not the Netherlands.
You did name it earlier.
Not Iceland. Okay, so Holland.
Keep going.
Denmark.
Keep going.
Sweden.
Sweden. That's Sweden, yeah. That's Sweden, yeah. we should know this. I know that. Which U.S. state first legalized same-sex marriage?
Was it Massachusetts?
Yes. I think it was in 2003 or 2006. I can't remember which one.
I knew it was, yeah, Massachusetts.
Yes. What 2020 court decision protected LGBTQ+ workers under Title VII?
I don't know.
I didn't know this. It's Bostock versus Clayton County.
Okay.
Interesting. Surprised they haven't brought that up to review again.
Can't roll my eyes in order.
Right? What was the first South African country to legalize same-sex marriage? Or South American country, sorry.
South American. Oh, Uruguay.
No.
Brazil?
No.
Argentina?
Argentina, yeah. That is correct. Which country pioneered gender-neutral passports? Which just recently got struck down from the Supreme Court, not the a Supreme Court judge, not the ones for the U.S. They said that the Trump administration cannot say that gender neutral marker is not allowed on passports anymore.
Yeah, at least while they're fighting it.
Yeah. Which country pioneered gender neutral passports?
Is it Canada?
Further south and on the other side of the world.
Further south and on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
I know you probably think that I can see the globe in my head and I know all this stuff.
Why
but
can't
I'm
you?
Not.
I can see it in my brain and I'm like, turning the globe and turning it up and saying, oh, this bitch right here. Right there.
No. I
turn it, push it up and you say this bitch right here.
Australia.
A little lower.
What?
It's usually lumped in with Australia.
New Zealand?
New Zealand. Yeah. That was a terrible New Zealander accent.
That was a terrible New Zealander accent.
Ooh, this is a good one for Texas. What 2003 U.S. case struck down sodomy laws? And that was Lawrence v. Texas.
There we go.
Common pride emoji on social media is the rainbow emoji.
I don't know if you can hear that.
I do hear it. Is it a cat? Are you with
the cat? That's the cat. He's very upset that I have not pet him today.
We'll throw something at it. I don't know.
I could let him in and pet him. That might make him happy.
I mean, you could. What LGBTQ plus tag is widely used on TikTok? It's pretty self-explanatory.
LGBTQIA plus?
Like. LGBTQ or queer TikTok. It would probably be more like queer talk than, because that's what people do. They don't actually usually say TikTok.
Right. Or the other one I was going to go with was Alphabet Mafia.
Yeah, that would be a good one too. What 2021 queer anthem by Lil Nas X went viral?
Montero?
Montero. Call me by your name. What's a baby gay?
A new gay. Someone who just recently came out or recently discovered that they're gay.
Yeah. And this one's being blocked by an ad. So we're not going to get to talk about it.
Okay.
It's something about what meme, and it says gay panic. Don't really know. What is a viral phrase from RuPaul's Drag Race?
There's so many viral phrases from RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul says this one. Every episode, almost.
Shantae, you say.
You were there.
Oh, now sashay away.
Yeah. So there's Shantae, you stay, and sashay away. Now sashay away. What social platform launched queer TikTok trends like hashtag trans? This is stupid. Hashtag trans joy. It's TikTok. What queer TikTok trends like? What social media platform launched queer TikTok trends like trans? Hashtag trans joy. Sarah, what social media platform launched queer TikTok trends like hashtag trans joy?
What is YouTube, Alec?
That is so stupid. Whoever wrote this should be fired. So dumb. What animated queer? Yes, it was TikTok. Good God, it was TikTok. What animated queer icon from She-Ra went viral? I don't know what that is.
She-Ra. I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I haven't either. It's called Katara. It says Katara.
Okay. Good for Katara. Where did you go?
I went here.
There's a pupper.
This is the little man that has been my shadow after a day and a half of him hating me and being terrified of me, but he loves me now.
I see that.
His name is Trigger. I don't like the name. I don't like the name, but I love the doggy. He's so sweet.
He is so sweet. Hello, Trigger. Man.
Yeah. All right, we'll do just a couple more, and then we will... actually, there's only two more. So we will do all of this one.
Okay.
What phrase celebrates LGBTQ plus storytelling tropes online? I don't know. I've never heard of this.
I have no idea.
Friends to lovers, or hashtag WLW.
Oh, women loving women.
Yeah, I do know that. I know what that means. I just don't understand why...
But I don't understand why friends to lovers, because friends to lovers is not unique to homosexuality.
Yeah. What October campaign invites people to share coming out stories?
National Coming Out Day?
Yes, that is accurate. Hold on, I have to cough.
No, I'm sorry. You're not allowed. He's coughing, ladies and gentlemen. He's coughing.
She's lying. She's a liar. All right, well, that's all I had. We did all 80 of those, even though I said multiple times that we weren't going to.
You know, well,
they were pretty fun.
They were pretty fun. I think we're gonna have to call it a podcast though, because I haven't eaten and I'm starving.
Oh, the poor baby had to eat anything all day.
It's true. Actually, it is true. I don't think I have... no, wait. I take it back. I had a biscotti and Cheerios at 11 a.m.
Oh, the poor baby lied to her friend.
Yes. Unintentionally, but yes.
The poor baby lied to her friend. I'm a child. I am a child.
You know what? And that's one of the things I love about you, to be honest.
That's kind of a weird statement to say, but hey, pop off.
Why do you have to make it weird?
You're the one that said it. I'm just pointing out the words.
I like the fact that you have remained childlike and have a childlike humor about you.
Oh, so now you're calling me immature. Wow, Sarah. Wow.
I'm hanging up. This is the end of the podcast. There is no more podcast.
All right. Well, if you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, don't forget to follow or subscribe. And if you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. If you would like to follow us on social media, our handle is at NowLetThatPod everywhere. So we don't come up on the search, then we're not in that platform. And if there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or send us a text message or leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. And we hope you have a great week. This will be coming out on Monday. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You as well.
I will be driving back for one whole day.
Yeah. Accurate.
All right. No, shan't. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.